The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 13. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on May 12th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mahatmanas tu mam partha.
Mahatmanas tu mam partha.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Bhajanyananya manaso. Gyatvabhutadimavyayam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Sanaprita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this affected? This is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency. As soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So, when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. So, do you want to be deluded?
Taigi klausimas, ar jūs norit būti pasimetę?
Or do you want to be free from delusion?
Ar norite būti visiškai laisvi nuo pasimetimo?
Some people say ignorance is bliss.
Kai kurie žmonės sako, neišmanimas yra palaima.
But that's only for fools.
Bet tai teisinga tik kvailiam.
An intelligent person cannot be satisfied in a state of ignorance.
Išmintingas žmogus nebus patenkintas neišmanimo būsenoje.
An intelligent person must know the answers.
Išmintingas žmogus norės gauti atsakymus.
He wants to know why I exist.
Jis norės paklausti,
where I have come from, how can I achieve the perfection of my existence? These are the questions of an intelligent person. So it's your choice. Do you want to be a fool? Or do you want to be an intelligent person? A fool, he can go on thinking he's happy. It's called hog's life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But such a hog-like person, he will become a hog in his next life. So do you want to become a hog in your next life? Then don't live like a hog
in this life.
Use your intelligence. This is why it is stated in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form. You must utilize it for self-realization.
Dabar, kai turit žmogaus gyvės formą, reikia ją panaudoti savęs suvokimui.
According to Vedic wisdom,
pagal Vedų išmintį,
if you don't do that,
jeigu jūs to nedarat,
you are simply cutting your own throat.
Jūs paprasčiausiai pjaunat savo gerklę.
So it's up to you what you want.
Taigi, tai priklauso nuo jūsų, ko jūs norit.
You can live like an animal.
Galima gyventi kaip gyvūnai.
Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Mėgoti, daugintis, valgyti ir gintis.
Or you can awaken your divine consciousness.
Arba galit pažalinti savo dievišką sąmonę.
Your Krishna consciousness.
Krishna sąmonę.
It's your choice.
Tai,
we're not going to force you.
Niekas jūsų nespaus.
We simply want to educate you so that you know you have a choice.
Paprasčiausiai norim jūs pamokyti, kad jūs turėtumėt pasirinkimą.
Because this material society does not give you a choice.
Nes materialiai visuomenė žmogui neduoda pasirinkimą.
They program you to be robots.
Jūs programuoja jūs būti robotais.
We want to give you an opportunity not to be a robot.
Bet mes norime duoti galimybę nebūti robotais.
But it's up to you.
Bet rinktis jums.
We're not here to make you into Krishna conscious robots.
Mes nepadarysime jūs Krishna sąmonės robotais.
There's no such thing as a Krishna conscious robot.
Nes tokių robotų nebūna.
Krishna conscious means to give up being a robot.
Nes Krishna sąmonė reiškia nustoti būti robotu.
To become a free thinking individual.
Ir tapti laisvai mąstančiu individu.
Who knows how to use his brain.
Tai reiškia suprasti, išmokti naudoti savo smegenis.
Not just part of his brain.
Ne dalis smegenų.
But the entire brain.
Bet visas smegenis.
You see. So if you're not interested in being educated,
jeigu jums neįdomu, taip ir toks išsilavinimas.
How to use your entire brain.
Išmokti naudoti visas savo smegenis.
You're in the wrong meeting. Go to a bar, go to a movie. They'll keep you in a half a brain. We want to give you a whole brain. So it's your choice. You want to activate your entire brain or you want to remain a half-brained idiot? Krishna is very clearly describing that those who take shelter of him, they are protected by his divine nature. They are not under the control of the material nature anymore. That's why they are called Jivan Mukta or liberated souls. Because they are no longer under the influence of the three modes of material nature. We have found such a person.
Mes radom tokį asmenį.
His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada.
Tai yra jo dieviška malonybė, Šila Prabhupada.
By following his teachings,
ir sekdami jo pamokymais,
we will also come to that liberated platform.
Mes irgi pasiekime tokią pat platformą.
You have to follow them properly.
Tik tai reikia sekti procesu tinkamai.
Therefore, we have a society that teaches you how to do that.
Tam mūsų bendruomenė ir skirta, kad išmokinti.
That is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Tarptautinė Krishna sąmonės organizacija.
Its acronym is ISKCON.
Sutrumpintai ISKCON.
It was founded in 1966.
66 metais ją įkūrė Šila Prabhupada.
In the month of July.
Liepos mėnesį.
At 26 Second Avenue in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York.
26 gatvėje, New York'e.
In a little tiny storefront, smaller than this room.
Ten buvo dar mažesnis parduotuvės kambariukas negu šitas.
And now it has expanded all over the world into hundreds of centers and farms and gurukulas and projects. Huge movement all over the world.
But dabar ISKCON'as yra įsiplėtęs po visą pasaulį. Yra šimtai centrų.
How many of you have you seen that original storefront? Any of you have seen?
Ar kas nors iš jūsų matė tą pirmą parduotuvėlę, kurioje buvo įkurtas ISKCON'as?
My wife and I, we have been there.
Aš ir mano žmona buvom ten.
I gave a lecture there also.
Aš ten skaičiau paskaitą.
It's a very tiny little, very narrow, little small little place.
Tai labai mažas kambariukas.
Well, that's where it all began.
Ir ten prasidėjo ISKCON'as.
And now there's this huge international movement. It has come. I just came back from Kaliningrad.
Aš tik grįžau iš Kaliningrado.
There's a very big community of devotees in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Kaliningrade taip pat sutikau labai didelę bendruomenę sudavusių.
We had big, big programs there. So many people came.
Mes tiek daug didelių programų.
Bigger, much bigger than this.
Daug, daug didesnės programas buvo, daug didesnės plotas negu čia.
So this is very nice program, this Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Taigi šitas Krishna sąmonės judėjimas yra labai nuostabus.
By taking this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
priimdami šitą Hare Krishna Mantra,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, and chanting it regularly, every day, and giving up sinful activities, you will awaken your original enlightened consciousness that's sleeping within your heart at the present moment.
Jumise mėgančia dvasinė sąmonė.
Actually, life without Krishna consciousness is death.
Iš tiesų, gyvenimas be šios Krishna sąmonės yra negyvas.
You don't realize it now, but someday if you take it seriously, you'll see that actually when I was not Krishna conscious, I was a walking dead man.
Galbūt dabar sunku tai suvokti, bet jeigu šitą procesą priimsit rimtai, ir kuomet pažadinsite savo Krishna sąmonę, suvoksite, kad iki to aš buvau vaikščiantis numirėlis.
Krishna consciousness gives life.
Nes Krishna sąmonė pažadina gyvenimą.
Krishna consciousness is life.
Nes Krishna sąmonė ir yra gyvenimas.
Without Krishna consciousness, it is simply death.
Be Krishna sąmonės gyvenimo nėra.
So if you will chant every day, you'll be revive your Krishna consciousness.
Taigi labai paprastai tiesiog, jeigu kasdien kartosite Hare Krishna, jūs tą savo sąmonę pažadinsite.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Todėl aš noriu paklausti, kokie kyla jums klausimai.
Justina.
Jeigu išsivadavus siela nėra priklausoma nuo trijų gyvūnų, tai kodėl tada vis dėlto puola?
Jeigu išsivadavusi siela yra nepriklausoma nuo trijų materialios gamtos gūnų, kodėl tuomet išaukštinti atsidavusiai kartais puola?
If liberated soul is without influence of three material gunas, So why sometimes exalted devotees fall down?
Because they weren't liberated yet.
Jie puola todėl, kad jie dar nėra išsivadavę.
Bet pagal šventraščius, tai jie atitinka visus tos punktus.
But according scriptures, they are liberated.
Who?
Yra punktai, kurie apibūdina dvasinį mokytą.
There is in scriptures,
for example,
some knowledge who is liberated and
so who is that? Give me an example of some liberated soul who fell down.
Taigi duokit man kokį nors pavyzdį išsivadavusios sielos, kuris puolė.
Some sanyasis in Iskon, for example.
Sanyasi? Taking the ashram of sanyas doesn't automatically mean that one is liberated.
Jeigu žmogus yra priėmęs sanyasio ashramą, tai dar nereiškia, kad jis yra išsivadavęs.
Sanyasa ashram is an opportunity to become liberated.
Sanyasa ashram is a galimybė tapti sanyasa.
But if one doesn't, one may externally accept sanyas.
Žmogus gali išoriškai priimti sanyasa.
But if he doesn't take sanyas within his heart, he's not actually liberated.
Bet jeigu to nepriima savo širdyje, tuomet jis dar nėra išsivadavęs.
And after some time he will fall down.
Ir po kurio laiko jis jau puls.
That means he was sanyas in name only, he wasn't actually sanyas within his heart.
Tai reiškia, kad jis buvo sanyasis tik išoriškai.
Tai kaip neofitui tada atskirti?
Tai kaip pradedančiam atsidavusiui atskirti, kas yra išsivadavęs?
So how neofit can understand who is a pure devotee?
So how is neophyte supposed to understand who is actually liberated and who isn't? It's only one way to do it, and that you have to become liberated yourself.
Vienintelis būdas yra tai padaryti, tai yra pačiam tapti išsivadavusiu.
And the question?
Bet reikia pirma atsiduoti išsivadavusiu sielai.
But first, to become liberated, you have to take shelter of one who is liberated.
Krishna answers your question in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 10. He has answered your question.
Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Krishna atsako tau į šitą klausimą.
Tesham satata yukta nam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Vertimas. Tiems, kurie su pasiaukojimu ir meile visada man tarnauja, aš suteikiu supratimą, kuris atveda juos pas mane.
So it's very simple. You just have to give your love to Krishna. And then Krishna will show you. Here's a liberated soul. Here's one who's not liberated. He'll make it very clear to you. If you love him, he'll enlighten you with who is liberated and who isn't. So just love Krishna. Krishna is very lovable. He's smart. He's rich. He's good looking. He's famous. What more can you want? He can become yours. So give your love to Krishna. He will show you who is liberated and who is not. Okay.
Can be liberated when they are detached from all the material attachments.
Yes. There's a Brahma Bhuta stage and there is a pure Bhakti stage. There's two stages right there, yeah. Prabhupada explains there's three levels of devotees. There's the Kanishta Adhikari, the neophyte. There's the Majjhima Adhikari, who's in the middle. And then there's the pure devotee, completely pure devotee, Mahabhagavan. The neophyte devotee, he still has doubts. But he's practicing Krishna consciousness. The middle level, the Majjhima Adhikari, he has no doubts. But he's not very expert in defeating opposing arguments. And the highest level, the Uttama, he has no doubts and he can defeat any argument. Because he has, because of his deep realization of the scriptures and the philosophy. So Prabhupada explains, the neophyte can fall down, the Kanishta can fall down. But the Majjham and the Uttama, they will not fall down. Prabhupada explains. So if someone fell down, they hadn't even got to the Majjham platform actually yet. They still had their doubts. Yes.
Does Bharat Maharaj was in Madhyama stage platform?
Bharat Maharaj?
Bharat Maharajas buvo Madhyamas platformoje.
There are exceptions to the principle as he has pointed out.
Egzistuoja specialios išimtis tiem principam, kuriuos ką tik paminėjo Arminas.
Sometimes even the highest level, almost perfect devotee, like Bharat Maharaj, he had achieved the bhava stage.
Kartais net tokia aukšta pakopa, pasiekęs Uttama adhikaris kaip.
And he fell down because he became overly affectionate towards the deer. And there's also the example of Vibhav Mangala Thakur. In his previous life, he had attained the bhava stage also. So the point is, if you're practicing Krishna consciousness, you got to go all the way to prema if you want to really be safe. Don't be content just going part of the way.
Nesustokite pusiaukelį.
Should never be content until you achieve pure prema.
Tol, kol nepasieksite tyros premos.
Till then you should always feel, oh, I'm not perfect yet. Oh, Krishna, please help me. I'm not perfect yet. Please help me. Please, Krishna, help me. Always in that mood.
Iki to jūs turite būti nuolat tokie nuotaikai, kad aš dar nepasiekiau tobulumą. Krishna, padėk man.
Past habits, sometimes elevated soul can fall down.
Who?
Elevated souls.
Yeah, Prabhupada explains in another place, he says, even an Uttama Adhikari can fall down if he hears Mayavadi philosophy. Pretty stringent warnings. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Yeah.
Aš labai norėčiau paklausti apie Goloką Vrindavaną, kaip ar yra smulkiai aprašyta, kaip Golokas Vrindavaną, kaip ten viskas vyksta, nes man labai sunku suvokti iš tikrųjų, kaip mes, kur mes einam ir kas mūsų laukia.
Aš norėčiau paklausti, gal galima būtų detaliau sužinoti apie Goloką Vrindavaną, nes man labai įdomu, koks yra tas mūsų tikslas.
Maybe you can more detail explain about Goloka Vrindavana, because I'm very anxious to know what is our ultimate goal.
Ah, yes, Goloka Vrindavan, it is a very wonderful place.
Goloka Vrindavan yra nuostabi vieta.
If you will study the Brahma Samhita prayers, you will get so many insights into Goloka Vrindavan.
Jeigu studijuosi Brahma Samhita maldas, sužinosi tiek daug detalių.
I don't know if our Sankirtan can translate, but I can try him.
Aš galiu pabandyti, bet Sankirtanas nesugebės išversti.
I'll give you a verse. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavata vistabir yaeva nija rupa ka. Let's see. How's it go? Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavata vistabir yaeva nija ruta payakalabi goloka eva niva satya kilat mubuto govindamadi purusham damaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Garbinu Govinda, pirmini viešpatį.
Residing in his own realm, Goloka.
Kurisai gyvena savo buveinėje Golokoje.
With Radha.
Kartu su Radharani.
Resembling his own spiritual figure.
Kuri turi jo dvasinės savybės.
The embodiment of the ecstatic potency.
Įsikūnijama ekstatinės potencijos.
Possessed of the 64 artistic activities.
Išreikšta per 64
meniškas veiklas.
In the company of her confidants, Sakis.
Ir Radharani's kompanija, Sakis.
The embodiments of the extensions
yra įsikūnymai, ekspansijų
of her bodily form.
Jos kūno formų.
Permeated and vitalized. Oh. permeated means completely in it, completely saturated with or filled with.
Pilnai pripildytas.
And vitalized means gives her life.
Ir duodančias gyvenimą.
Permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful cognitive potency.
Pripildytas ir pilnas gyvenimo jo potencijų.
So that's a little, gives you a little bit idea what it's like.
Čia tik truputėlė.
Another one, which is a little easier to translate. Venum kvandantam aravindadalaya taksam barhabatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya visheshashovam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept at playing on his flute.
Kuris groja savo fleitą.
That means he's very expert at playing that flute.
Labai gerai jie groja.
There's no musician that can play an instrument like that anywhere.
Nėra jokio muzikanto, kuris taip gerai groja.
It's like here, there's different popular music groups in the this material world.
Materialiam pasaulyje yra daug muzikos grupių.
If the Beatles came back and did a concert here in Kaunas, the auditorium would be packed, you see.
Jeigu Beatles atkeliautų į Kauną ir koncertuotų, pilna būtų auditorija užpildyta.
But if you take the Beatles went and performed at the zoo for the animals wouldn't be attracted to the Beatles, you see.
Jeigu Beatles nuvažiuotų į zoologijos sodą, gyvūnam nebūtų visiškai neįdomus.
But in the spiritual world, when Krishna plays his flute, everyone goes crazy.
Bet kai Krishna užgroja savo fleitą, tai visi...
The gopis, the gopas, the cows, the calves.
Pieminis, pieminaitės, karvis, veršeliai.
The deer.
Elniai.
The butterflies.
Žogeliai.
The flowers.
Ir gėlytės.
The rocks.
Net akmenys.
The dirt.
Netgi žemė.
Even the bamboos go into the most ecstasy of all.
O bambukai puola labiausiai ekstazė.
Because that's one of their family members who's Krishna's flute.
Nes būtent iš bambuko padaryta fleita, tai yra iš jų giminaičių sklinda toks nuostabus garsas.
So, it's a pretty amazing place, Goloka Vrindavan.
Taigi, Goloka Vrindavan labai nuostabi vieta.
And then, after the next thing in the verse says, it has blooming eyes, like lotus petals.
Ir taip pat, tas posmas toliau sako, kad Krishna turi besiskleidžiančias akis kaip lotosai.
Have you ever seen a beautiful lotus flower before?
Ar kada nors matėjai lotosą gėlę?
No. You need to see a beautiful lotus flower.
Reikia būtinai ją pamatyti.
I think I have a picture here. Let's see.
Aš manau, čia turi nuotrauką.
I don't know if I have it here now. I think it's the lock screen. Yeah, the lotus flower is amazing, and Krishna's eyes are like a blooming lotus flower.
Taigi, lotus gėlė tokia nuostabi, ir Krishna's akis yra kaip besiskleidžiančias lotus.
His eyes are like a blooming lotus flower. And then, his head is decked with a peacock feather.
Ir jo galva yra papuošta povo plunksna.
And it's really a cool-looking peacock feather. Really cool-looking peacock feather.
Ir ne šiaip povo plunksna, bet pati kečiausia.
And he has the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds.
Ir Krishna's grožis kaip mėlynas debesis.
And his unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids.
Ir jo meilumas prismigė šimtus kupidonų.
So if you will study the Govinda prayers from the Brahma Samhita, you will get some very wonderful insights into what it is like in Goloka Vrindavan.
Taigi, jeigu studijuosi šitas maldas Brahma Samhitos,
Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu shurabhi rabhi palayantam Lakshmi sahasra shatasam ramasevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Govinda,
the first progenitor.
pirma prajapita.
Who was tending the cows in abodes built with spiritual gems.
Kuris gano karves buveinėje, kuri padaryta iš dvasinių brangakmenių.
Goloka Vrindavan is made out of gems.
Goloka Vrindavan yra iš brangakmenių.
I worship Govinda the Prime Evil Lord who was tending the cows and abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees.
Ir visa buveinė apsupta milijonas norus pildančių medžių.
And always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis.
Šimtai tūkstančių Lakshmi ir gopi pastoviai tarnauja viešpačiui.
Can you imagine to find a man who's surrounded by, you know, 500,000 beautiful girls worshiping, serving him? What's the population of Kaunas?
300,000?
Just imagine if Krishna was in Kaunas and every single citizen of Kaunas was a gopi girl.
Visi gyventojai būtų gopės ir čia būtų Krishna.
And they were all serving Krishna.
Ir jie visi tarnautų Krishna.
Everyone, the whole city, they were all serving Krishna, you see.
Visas miestas.
Personally serving him.
Asmeniškai.
Fanning him, feeding him, massaging his feet, arranging so many arrangements on the bank of the not the numinous, but the, you know, the Jamuna.
Ir jie visi asmeniškai veduoja, masažuoja ir organizuoja labai gražiai įvairius žaidimus, ne prie Nemuno, bet prie Jemunos.
So if you really want to know what it's like, you have to go there, that's all.
Bet jeigu iš tikrųjų nori sužinoti, kas tenais vyksta.
The only way you can really find out is develop pure love of God, you have to go there. You have to develop pure love of God so you can go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Ir jeigu nori tenais nuvykti, turi pažadinti tyrą meilę Dievui.
Because just by hearing about it, you can't really fully understand it. You must purify your heart of all the material contamination. And then you can actually understand what is Vrindavan. It's described by Narottam Das Thakur. That by studying the teachings of the six Goswamis, then you can understand what is Vrindavan. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Yra labai daug inicijuojančių dvasinių mokytojų ir kaip žinoti, kuris yra mano mokytojas?
There is so many initiating spiritual masters and how one can choose.
How to choose your initiating spiritual master? Which one inspires you the most? There's your guru right there. Who gives you the strongest zap of bhakti shakti? Who inspires you? Who melts when you hear his kirtan and you hear his lectures? Who melts your heart? Who cuts through the dirt in your heart and softens your heart? That's your spiritual master.
Kas giliausiai prakerta pro visą purvą tavo širdyje ir suminkština ją. Tai yra tavo guru.
Yeah, where you can surrender. Which guru gives you so much faith you're willing to fully surrender him and do whatever he says for the rest of your life?
Kuris mokytojas jums duoda tiek daug pasitikėjimo, kad jūs galite visiškai jam atsiduoti ir visą gyvenimą daryti tai, kas jį panorės.
Which one can you trust the most to guide you properly for your whole life?
Labiausiai pasitikėti.
Okay, next question. Yes.
Žinom, kad materiali gamta yra reali, bet ar galim teikti, kad ji yra tobula?
We know that material world is real, but can we tell that he is a, but that he is perfect.
How one can tell that?
Can we tell that material world is perfect?
How can you know that it's perfect?
No. Can we tell that it is perfect? Can we say that it is perfect?
Is it perfect?
Is it perfect?
Can we say the material world is perfect?
Yeah.
It's described in the Shriya Shapanishad. Om Purnam Madaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Vedachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purname Vashishyate. Describe there.
Shri Upanishada Te Paishkina.
The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete.
Dievas yra tobulas ir išbaigtas.
And because he is completely perfect,
dėl to, kad jis visiškai tobulas,
all emanations from him,
viskas, kas iš jo išeina,
such as this phenomenal world,
pavyzdžiui, šitas materialus pasaulis,
are perfectly equipped as complete wholes.
Yra pilnai aprūpintas kaip išbaigta visuma.
Whatever is produced as the complete whole,
viskas, kas yra pagaminta pilnos visumos,
is also complete in itself.
Taip pat yra pilna savyje.
And because he is the complete whole,
ir dėl to, kad tai yra, jis yra pilnas,
even though so many complete units emanate from him,
net kai tiek daug pilnų visumų iš jo išeina,
he remains the complete balance.
Jis išlaiko balansą.
So the kingdom of God is perfect. And therefore, the prison system of the kingdom of God is also a perfect prison system. This material world is the prison system of the spiritual world. So it's a perfect prison. But it's a prison. In that sense, it's imperfect. But it is a perfect prison.
Bet kaip kalėjimas, jis yra tobulas.
Because if you follow the guidelines from the spiritual master and from Krishna, you will be released from this prison very, very quickly.
Nes sekdamas pamokymės dvasinį mokytoją ir Krishnas, tu labai greitai gali išsivaduoti šio kalėjimo.
So this prison is a perfect arrangement of the Lord to bring you back to your original position in the spiritual world.
Taigi šitas kalėjimas yra tobulas Dievo parėdimas, siekiant kuo greičiau tave susigražinti.
So in that sense, even though the material world is hell,
net ir todėl, kad materialus pasaulis yra pragariškas,
it's perfect hell.
Jis yra tobulai pragariškas.
Because it'll bring you back to your original position in this Vaikuntha world.
Nes jisai padeda gražinti tave į tavo pirminę padėtį dvasiniame pasaulyje.
If you utilize it properly under the guidance of Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas.
Jeigu tu panaudoji šį pasaulį tinkamai, vadovaujant dvasiniu mokytoju ir Krishna.
Next question. All right.
Aš kodėl paklausiu šitą klausimą, nes kai tik paskaičiau šloką dabar Šrimad Bhagavatam, kad kai vadovauja demoniškas valdovas, tai materiali gamta siunčia stichines nelaimės, karus. Bet problema ta, kad nukenčia nekalti žmonės. Kodėl dėl demoniškų valdovų turi kentėti nekalti žmonės?
Then some demon is controlling the land, then there are many many problems like earthquakes, and all citizens has to suffer. So why they have to suffer? Because of some demoniac controller.
That's your karma.
Your karma?
And you voted for them. It's time. It's our democratic. You can't complain. It's the days of democracy. You're voting for them. You're electing them. And now you're complaining about maladministration. You're electing them. It's a democratic vote.
Nes demokratinėje šalyje jūs patys ir balsuojate už tokius vadovus.
Prabhupada said you can't complain about the government because you're electing the government.
Prabhupada sakė, kad negalite skųstis valdžia, nes patys jie renkat.
Yeah.
Norėjau paklausti, ar mes kada nors atsiminsim savo praeitos gyvenimus.
Ar mes ką nors atsiminsime savo praeitus gyvenimus?
Is, do we ever remember our previous lives?
You want to?
Or nori?
Yes.
You like to remember when you were a dog? In a tree? In a germ? What it was like to be a germ? You want to go back and remember all those things? You ever heard of post-traumatic stress disorder? It's a psychological disease. It's called post-trauma stress disorder. For example, the people who are in the Twin Towers when in 9-1-1 when the Al-Qaeda brought down the Twin Towers in the U.S. Some of the people survived. But they have horrible nightmares and they live in it. They're psychologically messed up.
Bet jie psichologiškai visiškai sutrikę, jie patiria įvairius košmarus.
It's a very traumatic thing to be in that building when those airplanes hit.
Dėl labai traumuojančių atsiminimų.
So they are suffering from post-trauma stress disorder. It's a psychological disease.
Taigi jie patiria tam tikrą psichologinį susirgimą.
They're trying to get all the memories out of their psyche so they can be peaceful again.
Ir jie mėgina ištrinti tos prisiminimus iš savo sąmonės.
In your past lives, you went through traumas much worse than being in the Twin Towers.
Ir savo praeituose gyvenimuose, tu patyrė daug baisesnės traumas negu tie žmonės.
And now you want to revive them?
Ir nori juos prisiminti.
You'd be crazy. You'd be mentally deranged if you did it.
Tu iš karto išprotėsi.
Why do you want to do them?
Kodėl nori tai daryti?
It's better you keep them buried deep so you can have some peace of mind.
Tai aš tik tais norėjau žinių iš tikrųjų. Ar mes kada nors prisiminsim, gal vartuoti tas paklausimas.
I'm just wondering if it is if ever we will remember that.
It's better not to.
Geriau niekad neprisiminti.
Actually, Krishna says, I can remember all the past lives, but you cannot.
Sako, aš galiu prisiminti visus gyvenimus, bet tu...
That's God's kindness upon you that you've forgotten those things.
Ir tai speciali Dievo malonė tau.
Yes.
He's thinking about remembering the past life. Just remember how you were in the womb of the mother. Would you like to be like that? Just remember. If we had put you in a bag of stool, no air...
Let him translate it. Let him translate.
Nereikia prisiminti praeitų gyvenimų. Pabėgink prisiminti, kaip tu buvai gimdoje. Jeigu tave mes įdėtume į maišą, kuriame nėra oro, kuriame yra pilna išmatų.
Now some more.
And if we were to put you now, take a bag and put you upside down in that kind of atmosphere, how would you like it?
Ir jeigu tau pasiūlytume dabar pat į tave į tokį pat maišą įkišti, ar tau norėtum?
The thing is, what were you doing a year ago tonight? Exactly 1 year ago today, what were you doing at 7:08 p.m. a year ago on May, May 12th, 2013. What were you doing at 7:10 a.m. a year ago at this time? Do you remember? Tell me what were you doing a year ago on this time. May 12th, 2013 at 7:08 p.m. What were you doing? See, even a year ago, you can't remember. So, what is bigger, remembering, you know, millions of lifetimes? Do you know how many lifetimes you've had in this material world? You've had unlimited millions and billions and trillions of lifetimes. If you were to start remembering all of them, there'd be no end to remembering all of them because you've had an infinite number of them. They've without an infinite number of lifetimes. Actually, all this thing is a bad dream.
Bet, iš tiesų, visa tai tėra blogas sapnas.
Those lifetimes, you weren't really those bodies. This is now you are not a... Are you a Lithuanian?
Tu lietuvis.
Just like now, you're not actually Lithuanian male.
Taigi, dabar esi lietuvis vyras.
But you're dreaming you're a Lithuanian male.
Bet iš tiesų tu sapnuoji.
So it's not really you, you're not really a Lithuanian male. In your past life, you weren't really that thing, and you weren't really any of those things ever. It's all just a dream. So what's the point of going back into a dream when it wasn't really you anyway in any of those lifetimes? You understand my point? Sometimes people think, well, I'd like to know who I was in my lifetime, you know, last lifetime, I surely must have been Napoleon Bonaparte, yes, that was me. Or I was Alexander the Great, yeah, I was Alexander the Great. It's just false ego, that's all it is. You want to find out you were some great historical person? Yeah, I was Julius Caesar. Or I was Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? It's false ego. You want to know how great you were, you know? Now I'm just some ordinary citizen. Surely I was some famous, you know, maybe I was William Shakespeare, you know, I was surely some great person in a previous life. No one recognizes me now, but surely in the last lifetime I was some great leader. I was George Washington or, you know, something. I was surely some very big person. I was, you know, Mahatma Gandhi. I was Mahatma Gandhi. Surely it was me. You know, this is just false ego and dreaming, you know.
Dabar aš esu paprastas pilietis, bet aš tikiuosi praeituose gyvenimuose tikrai buvau kažkokia žymi asmenybė. Tai tiesiog netikro ego žaidimas yra.
Just understand, right now you are in the best possible situation to get out of this material existence.
Tiesiog reikia suprasti, kad čia ir dabar aš esu pačioj tobuliausiai situacijai, daugiausia šansų išsikapanoti iš materialios egzistencijos.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, forget the past that sleeps. And never dream about the future. Act in the present moment and you'll make progress. As they sometimes say, be here now. Why do you want to live in the past? It doesn't make any sense. It's water over the dam.
Yes, tai jau nutekėjęs vanduo.
You can't change it. Just live in the present. The present, this is the best moment you've ever had in your eternal existence.
Yes, dabartis yra pats geriausias momentas.
You are better situated now than you were in any previous lifetime.
Tu čia ir dabar turi geriausias sąlygas, kokias tik tai turėjai per visus savo gyvenimus.
Even if you're a famous person like Winston Churchill or, you know, Dwight D. Eisenhower, even if you were some famous person, that's not very important. The most important thing is now you are understanding you're the eternal servant of Krishna. So just celebrate that. Why do you want some other identity? All you need is I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That's all you need. That, if you want to go, if you really want to know your past life, go back before all your births in the material world. That's what you were originally. You were the eternal servant of Krishna. But now, you have forgotten it. So, why do you want to think about other things? It just doesn't make any sense. Focus on what is reality. I am the eternal servant of Lord Krishna. That's the reality. Anything else you want to add some points, Deviji?
This is said by Lord Chaitanya. What you just said is said by Lord Chaitanya. Ainanda Tanu the King.
Lord Chaitanya said
that I am your are eternally your servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this material. Please kindly pick me up.
Yeah, basically one of the adams. Lord Chaitanya is praying, my dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this material existence. Please pick me up and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So, are there any other questions? Yeah.
Ar aš teisingai supratau klausimo esmė, kiek daug mes turime skirti energijos, kad kovoti prieš prieš skiepus, prieš švietimo sistemą.
Vaccination. Now there's so many talks about damage of children vaccination.
Damage of children's vaccination?
Yes.
And how much we should put energy to fight against this vaccination and against education systems for children and all
other sex education. That one?
Yeah.
The sex education thing.
On material education.
Yeah, I would if they want to force you, if they want to force you to give you sex education means to tell the children how to use condoms. That's what it means.
Lytinis švietimas dabartinė visuomenė reiškiasi pasakoti vaikam kaip naudoti apsisaugimo priemonės.
I would fight very strongly to protect your kids from that nonsense. One thing is you can form your own schools instead of having to go to public schools. You have your own devotee schools. That's the best thing. The householders get together and start their own school for the children.
Yeah.
In many parts of the world, the devotees are doing that. And there are devotees who will actually help you and train you how to do that. In the UK, they are doing that. In the Florida, they are doing that. In India, so many places. Another option is homeschooling. It's legal in the U.S. I don't know about here, but you can educate your kids at home. You can't do it here. Homeschooling is legal in the U.S. In fact, one of our, it's a famous story, actually, one boy, his mother kept him at home, and she never sent him to school. And she taught him to read using the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at age 13, he entered the university. And he excelled in academic studies and became a PhD. He didn't go to public school, he was homeschooled until the age 13 when he went to the university. So, yeah, I would recommend that you all do something to protect your kids from this bad influence as much as you possibly can. Yeah.
Kokie yra svarbiausi dalykai pamokslavimui?
lemia gerą
pamokslavimą? Kokie kriterijai lemia kokybišką pamokslavimą?
What is the most important thing when you're preaching?
The most important thing when you're preaching is to be merciful.
Pats svarbiausias dalykas pamokslaujant yra būti maloningu.
Be kind upon the people.
Tai yra būti maloningu žmonėm.
Yeah.
A kodėl kyla sunkumai einant dvasiniu keliu?
Kodėl dvasiniu keliu einant kyla sunkumai?
Why there is an obstacles in the spiritual path?
Why there are obstacles in the spiritual path? Actually, there are no obstacles in the spiritual path.
But
we invent them. Because we don't want to surrender to
Krishna.
It's our mental concoction. Prabhupada used to ask, what is the difficulty? Actually, there's no difficulty. But we sometimes imagine there's difficulties. Because there's this, we have this nature that does not want to surrender, so we invent difficulties in our brain. But there are no difficulties, actually. Next question.
Kaip mes turėtume apmokinti kitus žmonės pamokslauti?
How we should train other people for preaching?
How we should train other people for preaching? Well, they have to know the philosophy.
Jie turi išmanyti filosofiją.
They have to practice the philosophy.
Jie turi praktikuoti tą filosofiją.
And they have to be compassionate.
Ir jie turi būti gailestingi.
Simple then.
Paprasta.
Know it, live it, and manifest it.
Žinoti, daryti ir apreikšti, skleisti.
Being compassionate means you are manifesting the philosophy.
Būti gailestingu, tai reiškia skleisti filosofiją.
Know it, live it, and manifest it.
Žinoti, gyventi ir skleisti.
Next question. Don't you add something, Deviji? Okay. Next question. Okay.
I want to ask about the energy. Because you like earning energy when you are sleeping, get like energy from a food, from a relation, and what is other kinds of energy we can get from?
Turi paklausti, iš kur mes galim gauti energiją? Pavyzdžiui, mes mėgodami gauname energiją, valgydami, bendraudami. Noriu paklausti, kokie dar yra būdai, iš kur mes galime gauti energiją?
I want to ask about energy. What is
about
it?
What?
Energy. Energy.
Energy.
What is a different way to get energy? We are getting energy from food, from sleep, from relationship. What is more ways to get energy?
Yeah. If you want to get tap into unlimited energy.
Jeigu nori turėti kontaktą su neribotu kiekio energijos.
Here's how you do it.
Yra toks būdas.
In a mood of faith.
Tikėjimo nuotaikoj.
Chant.
Karto.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is the fountainhead of all energy.
Krishna yra visų energijų šaltinis.
The energy of the sun is just a little tiny fragment of Krishna's energy.
Saulės energija tai yra mažas lašelis Krishnos energijos.
The energy of all the nuclear bombs in the world is just a little fraction of Krishna's energy.
Visos atominės bombos yra tik maža dulkelė Krishnos energijos.
The energy of all the electrical power plants is just a little fraction of Krishna's energy.
Visų elektrinių galia tai yra mažas Krishna's energijos
spindulėlis. The energy of all the people throughout the whole universe is just a little tiny fraction of Krishna's energy.
Visų žmonių visoje visatoje energija, tai yra mažas gabalėlis.
The energy of the planets orbiting through space is just a little tiny fragment of Krishna's energy.
Visos planetos visatoje tai yra nereikšminga Krishna's energijos dalis.
So, if you connect with Krishna, you are connected with the ultimate powerhouse that is giving power and energy to everything throughout the entire universe.
Tu turėsi tiesioginį ryšį su neribotu kiekio energijos šaltiniu, tuo, kuris suteikia energiją visom egzistencijos dalim.
Therefore, if you surrender to Krishna, you will become one with the power of Krishna.
Taigi, jeigu tu atsiduosi Krishnai, tu būsi vienybėje su Krishnos energija.
It is called Krishna Shakti.
Tai yra vadinama Krishna Shakti.
The energy of Krishna, you will become... You will manifest it. If you become a pure devotee of Krishna, you will manifest Krishna Shakti. Okay? Yeah?
The living force he has it is also Krishna's energy.
Yes, the living force you have in your body right now is also Krishna's energy.
Kuri palaiko tavo kūną, taip pat ateina iš Krishnos.
It is the energy of Krishna that's making your heart beat right now, sir.
Tai būtent Krishnos energija verčia tavo širdį plakti, pone.
It's not your energy.
Tai ne tavo energija.
It's Krishna's energy.
Jie ateina iš Krishnos.
Because you think it's your energy, therefore you have lost most of your energy.
Dėl to, kad galvoji, kad tai tavo energija, dėl to didžią dalį energijos prarandi.
But when you see everything as the energy of Krishna,
bet kai pradedi matyti viską kaip Krishnos energija,
and you use everything in the service of Krishna,
ir viską naudoji jam patenkinti,
then you become very powerful.
Tada tampi labai
This is why the pure devotee is called a Shaktivesh avatar.
Dėl to yra susidavęs yra vadinamas Shakti Avesha avatar.
One who possesses the potency of Krishna.
Tai yra tas, kuris turi Krishnos galią.
So, is there any other questions?
Dar klausimų?
Yes.
Krishnos energija ateina, bet mes nežinom, kaip teisingai ją panaudoti ir realizuoti. Kodėl taip vyksta?
Kodėl nežinom?
Nu, aplamai, ateina ta energija, bet nežinom, kur panaudoti ir kaip, ką mokytas patartų. Ateina Krishnos energija, bet mes nežinom, kur ją realizuoti, panaudoti.
Ateina pas mus Krishnos energija,
taip,
bet mes nežinome, kaip tinkamai ją panaudoti, ką mokytas galėtų patarti.
Krishnos energija is coming to us, but we don't know how to properly use it.
That's why you need a spiritual master.
Dėl ir reikalingas dvasinis mokytojas.
The spiritual master teaches you how to utilize this energy perfectly in the service of Krishna.
Jis būtent to ir moko, kaip panaudoti šitą energiją Krishnos patenkinimui.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes left. Any last question?
2 minutės, paskutinis klausimas.
Yes?
Aš norėjau paklausti, vis tiek neofitas dažnai susitinka su tokia situacija, kad jisai nestabilus, abejoja ir dar kartais papuola ir vėl atsikelia. Kaip išlaikyti savęs neskriūdžiant ir kitų šeimoje tą tokį balansą jogos?
Neofitas sunku išlaikyti stabilumą atsimoternystės kelyje, kaip, nesuteikiant sunkumų savo ir kitiems, išmokti ir išlaikyti šitą stabilumą dvasiniame kelyje.
For neophyte, it is very hard to become stable in spiritual path. What is the proper way to get this stability?
Accept the spiritual master.
Būdas įgyti šitą stabilumą, priimti dvasinį mokytoją.
Otherwise you're a street dog.
Kitu atveju, būsi tik tai benamis šuo.
Wandering here and there.
Kuris bastosi ten ir šiandien.
When you accept the spiritual master, now you're a dog with a master.
Bet kada priimi dvasinį mokytoją,
In India, we have seen there's 2 types of dogs.
Indijoje yra 2 rūšių šunys.
Street dog and dog with master.
Gatvės šunys ir šunys
The street dogs are a pitiful sight.
Gatvės šunų padėtis yra apgailėtina.
They're lean and thin and their minds are always agitated.
Jie sukūdę ir apšašę.
But on Juhu Beach, we've seen the dogs with the movie, the dogs that belong to the movie stars and the millionaires.
Bet kada Juhu paplūdimyje matai šitų milijonierių vedamos šunis.
And those dogs are stout and strong and very jolly. So you become a dog with a master, don't be a street dog.
Taigi, reikia susirasti šeimininką.
And then you will be in very good shape.
Ir būsi labai geroj padėti.
So we'll stop here. What's that?
What is the clear meaning of accepting the master?
What is the clear meaning?
Klausimas, ką konkrečiai reiškia priimti šeimininką.
So they can be helped.
What does it mean to accept spiritual master? How does it clear meaning of having a master and?
And how does it help them to remain healthy?
How does it help us to remain healthy? Okay.
Ką konkrečiai reiškia priimti šeimininką ir kaip mums tai padeda išlikti sveikiem?
Spiritual master trains you how to always stay absorbed 24 hours a day in Krishna's service with body, mind and words.
Dvasinis mokytas mokins tave, kaip 24 valandas per parą savo kūno mintimis ir žodžiais išlikti tarnystėje Krishna.
So he keeps you, trains you how to be constantly connected with Krishna in all times, places, and circumstances. And by that connection with Krishna, you become ecstatic. In all situations, at work, at home, at the temple, shopping, commuting, wherever you are, you can always be happy by being connected with Krishna. Spiritual master teaches you how to do that. But you have to submit to his training. He may sometimes praise you, he may sometimes correct you also. I love being flattered, but I don't like being corrected, you see. But if I surrender to the spiritual master, that means whether he corrects me, or he flatters, or he praises me, I take it all as his mercy.
Bet atsidavimas dvasiai mokytojui, tai reiškia, ar mane mokytojas šlovina, ar bara, aš priimu viską kaip jo malonę.
More? He's always subservient, yes.
So,
not like equals, not like buddies. He's always subservient to the spiritual master. Yeah, the dog is always subservient to the master, that's right. He's always in the mood of service.
Tikras mokytojo priimimas, tai nereiškia, kad mokytojas yra mano draugelis.
Not that I serve the guru serves me, you know. No, but I always am serving the spiritual master.
Tai aš kartais tarnauju mokytojui, kartais man mokytojas tarnauja. Ne, tai reiškia, kad aš esu mokytojo tarnas.
Okay. All right, we'll stop here. We thank you all very, very much. Ačiū labai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.